Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Many people know how the book of Genesis begins. It's pretty easy to remember that, since it begins with, in the beginning. But not many people remember how the book of Genesis ends. It's kind of a strange ending, in fact, and it has to do with the death of Joseph. Remember, the boy with the fancy coat whose brothers sold him into slavery, and who ended up being the second most important man in all of Egypt. But now he's dying in Egypt, and his family is all around him, and he makes a prophecy. He tells them that they are not destined to stay in Egypt, but that God will come and bring them out of Egypt and back to the promised land. And when God does that for you, says Joseph, you have to bring my bones back to where they belong. And after that, Joseph dies, and the book of Genesis ends with Joseph's bones in the wrong place, not where they belong, and not where they will stay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. 400 years after Joseph's death, after Moses has confronted Pharaoh, after the 10 plagues have wreaked havoc on the Egyptians, and after the first Passover meal has been celebrated, 400 years have gone by, and Joseph's prophecy is fulfilled. In the time of the Exodus, when the chosen people finally begin their journey out of Egypt and toward the promised land, we read, "Nor did Moses forget to take with him the bones of Joseph, who had bound the sons of Israel by an oath to carry his bones away with them when God showed his mercy to them." Joseph's bones had been left where they did not belong and were finally relocated to their appropriate resting place. But actually, isn't that the human condition? We, human beings, images of God, the fusion of matter and spirit, body and soul, flesh and blood and bones and a living spirit. We are torn apart by death, and our bones are left in this world to rot, while our spirit is taken away. Ever since Adam, we are born to be broken. But who will raise us up and heal us? Who will do for us what Moses did for Joseph? Who will remember our bones and bring them to where they're supposed to be? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Adam was made for glory. He was made to be immortal. But he sinned. He chose death over life, and his bones fell to the ground, and the flesh wore away, and he became like all his descendants would be, a horrible, grinning skeleton, abandoned and forgotten. We don't know for sure where Adam was buried, but some think his bones rest underneath the rock hill of Calvary, otherwise known as Golgotha, the place of the skull. That's why in many icons of the crucifixion, you will see beneath the cross a skeleton and maybe a few other bone fragments. Because Adam was not forgotten. Just as someone came to retrieve Joseph's bones and retrieve Joseph's people, so too, someone came to deliver Adam and to deliver all Adam's people. Someone came to deliver us from the grisly finality of death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Jesus, while hanging on the cross, cited only one psalm, Psalm 22. He spoke the first verse of that psalm that we might know that the whole psalm is about him. The first verse is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And about halfway through the psalm, we read, they have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. Now, of course, we know what it means that they pierced his hands and his feet. They did it when they nailed him to the cross. But what does it mean, I can count all my bones? It means that Christ was on the way to death, that he was following Adam's path toward disintegration, that his flesh was falling from him, that he had begun the trajectory toward becoming just a skeleton. Because Christ had come to raise up Adam's bones, and that meant his body would be placed in the earth like ours, and his soul would plunge down, down, into the ground, into the very depths where the soul of Adam and all his descendants waited. Joseph's bones waited to be brought to the Promised Land, but the souls of the patriarchs, the souls of all the just, waited to be brought to the Promised Land of heaven. God had not forgotten them. God had sent a Savior to raise them up and lead them out of death. And it cost him death to do it. But he did. He paid the price. And he has come and reversed the horrible course of death. Reversed the course of death both for the soul and for the body. He has come to raise our bones and our spirits. But we have to be willing to follow him, as the Israelites followed Moses. We have to accept his life and his leadership if we would enter the Promised Land. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. In Ezekiel chapter 37, the prophet relates this vision. I was carried away and set down in the midst of the plain, which was covered with bones. Round the whole extent of them he took me, where they lay thick on the plain, all of them parched, quite dry. Son of man, he said, can life return to these bones? Lord God, said I, you are the one who knows. Then he told me to prophesy over the bones. Listen, dry bones, to the word of the Lord. I mean to send my spirit into you and restore you to life. Sinews shall be given you, flesh shall grow on you, and skin cover you. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. That's the human race, that field of dry bones. We are Adam's heirs, heirs to his sin and heirs to his death. This must be the beginning of Lent, to really face death squarely, to literally confront the face of death, to feel your face with your fingers and imagine the dead grinning skull that lies underneath. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. And death is terrible, and its permanence would be even more terrible. And the death of the body is just a faint expression of that even more hideous death of the soul, the extermination of spiritual life, the corruption of goodness. So look at death. Look at sin. See how badly we need to be saved. And then think of Ezekiel's prophecy, a prophecy like Joseph's. Not just that our bones will be relocated like his, but that we will be given new life, divine life, and we shall live forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know, Our Lady has asked us to do two things, to pray the rosary every day and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary Podcast. Plus, we will be praying the Rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a Rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own Rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the Rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you. And we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. Well, Teresa, did you put your hands up to your face and feel your skull?
That's such an incredible thought, because you can really feel the zygomatic arch and the,
yeah,
you can feel every bit. You really can. And I think we forget that we are skeletons. That's its own thought. It's not a theological thought, but we've got bones. you know, in a way, I think goth culture has something correct, but they fall really short, where they really want to reflect on death and they want to think about it. But it's almost like trying to look at a painting and just stare at it until you understand about the concept, but you're not thinking about it. I feel like they're constantly surrounded by death and trying to face it in that way, but they're not thinking about its actual implications or coming to its conclusions. And that doesn't make you more comfortable with it. It makes you a little numb to it, and that's different. But I've always loved this very Catholic memento mori.
What does memento mori mean?
Remember, you will die.
Yes.
And this is what we do on Ash Wednesday. Yes. This is... you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But I feel like I don't think about death enough. I don't think about what that means. And I don't think of the conclusion at the Easter Vigil when we're saved from death.
Yes.
We have this entitlement to that salvation.
Yes.
I think because we've lived 2,000 years after Christ.
Yeah.
We just feel like, of course, there's salvation from this. But could you imagine
being Adam and Eve and Joseph and Moses and everybody else who died before Christ descended to the dead on Holy Saturday? Could you imagine being one of the people in Sheol waiting, hoping, and all of a sudden Jesus rips the door off of Sheol and takes you by the hand.
Yeah.
And takes you into heaven.
Yeah. You know, this is probably not the time to talk about it. I know a lot of people hate it because they had to read it in school, but I really like the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Talking about that punishment for sin and then him just waiting with all these dead sailors, just waiting on a dry boat, just waiting for what feels like an eternity. And it really captures that essence of like the dry bones, the just waiting as the body that you are.
Yeah.
I think, especially hearing all of this in context, I'm just always amazed that despite being a cradle Catholic, I always feel like a convert in the sense that I'm always shocked that this is our faith. And I'm always shocked by the way that things layer and everything builds together. And it always feels new.
That's why we're going to take this journey through salvation history, through the Old Testament, through the Exodus, and all the way up to the Easter Vigil and what Jesus did on this day of descending to the dead to set all the captives free. It's going to be an amazing journey. And I'm really excited to share it with you this Lent. So, we've set out now. I look forward to the rest of the days. And what a great journey in the companionship of Our Lady. I mean, that's what we're doing with the Rosary. Mm-hmm. The Rosary is a living contact with Mary, who brings us Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So we're setting out on this journey with them of Lent, all the way to the resurrection. So, thanks for joining me. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.